You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 117. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about how to recruit alphas, betas, and critters. That's probably the question you had at the end of last week's episode, describing the differences between these three types of feedback partners. It's a question we get a lot inside the 60-Day Novel Writing Challenge group and in Professional Premium. Where do you find these magical people who will read your work for free and provide constructive criticism both in short cycle, which is one or two chapters at a time, and the full Monty manuscript? The answer is anywhere. But that's not the helpful sort of answer. People interested in reading raw form stories exist all over the place. They're on social media, on your email list, in your existing friend groups, in real life places you hang out, in circles you've paid to be inside, in writers groups all across the world. But finding the right people is what's harder. Haley's story about sending her first book, Secrets of the Tally, to 50 people and getting 5 helpful critiques back was how she found those kinds of people at the beginning. In fact, it's what she recommends when you have no one else to immediately turn to. Find 50 or more people who would be interested in reading your book in whatever form it currently exists, most likely full manuscript if you're doing it this way, and then hope that 10% of them will give you the kind of feedback you need, and hope again that they'd be willing to do it again. And again. Of course, you can go through multiple seasons of critique partners in your writing life. The people who read your first book might not stay with you through your 5th or your 10th and so on, but some of them might. The fastest way to find feedback partners is to swallow any discomfort you have about asking your friends and family who might be interested in reading it and giving constructive criticism. The key with this is that the best feedback partners read the genre you write. So if your mother-in-law reads Harlequin romances, but you write gritty sci-fi, you're probably not going to get the kind of feedback you want, even if she does read it. But if your best friend's brother is totally into the gritty sci-fi, that's a perfect match. The second fastest way is to join free groups on social media and ask complete strangers. But I don't recommend this often because in large groups, there's no guarantee that there won't be unscrupulous people who should not get access to anyone's full manuscript. In fact, I would recommend that alpha and beta readers be people that you know, like, and trust to give you honest feedback, not randos you met on the internet in a Facebook group with 50,000 members. Unless you have actually, you know, talked to them either face to face or built some kind of relationship with those people so that you know, like, and trust them. As awful as it is, people exist out there who will yoink your manuscript and publish it themselves in an attempt to make money before you do and then claim copyright. So if you are tempted to post your manuscript in a group for feedback like that, please don't. The big groups are probably okay places to find critters, aka the people who do short cycle feedback, because they're only getting access to a short sample of your work, not the full thing. And a short sample is not going to be something that lets other people run with it and write the same story you were going to write. Even if they have access to a single chapter, whatever they write beyond that chapter is most likely, like 99%, not what you were going to write. But really the best place to find critters, alphas, and betas is in Professional Premium itself. We have a critique portion where short cycle feedback takes place every week. I've actually found amazing, trustworthy betas for my own series in that group, and I run it. We run premium every quarter, and as of this episode release, the next one is starting in just under a month. You can find the link to sign up for the waitlist in the episode description if you are interested in joining us for the next round. Finding alphas, betas, and critters shouldn't have to be hard, but for so many authors, it is. If you don't feel like you know 50 people who might want to read your story, I'd encourage you to step outside your comfort zone and either join those bigger groups or join us inside the 60-Day Novel Writing Challenge and in Professional Premium. We'd love to see you there. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally, Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-Day Novel Writing Challenge, check out the links in the description.